I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Where's Edward? Edward Snowden, the 29-year-old who leaked the news of the NSA's two surveillance programs, phone and internet, is reportedly still in Hong Kong and reaching out to human rights lawyers. What are they telling him? James Pomfret of Reuters is also in Hong Kong. He's also been talking to lawyers to find out what defense Snowden might be planning. But James, first, what is the latest there in Hong Kong?
The latest is the South China Morning Post newspaper here in Hong Kong. They just published an exclusive interview with Snowden himself, and that was conducted recently. So he's still in Hong Kong, but his location is still a mystery to most people. You know, Hong Kong really is a small place, and it's not easy for an individual of such prominence like Snowden just to vanish or disappear. So, I mean, it seems to me that there would be some patrons or benefactors in Hong Kong that are perhaps putting him up in their homes. And he would be wise to prepare as best he could for a formal extradition request by the U.S. Legal sources here have been telling us that, yes, he has been approaching several prominent lawyers here in Hong Kong, and given the city's pretty robust and independent judicial system, this could be as good a place as any to try and fight his legal battle.
Yeah. You're saying that he could form a defense that he didn't harm anyone and that he's seeking political asylum. But meanwhile, Hong Kong has an extradition treaty with the U.S., but it's still ruled by China, although somewhat autonomous. So what would have to happen for extradition to happen?
Basically, the American authorities would have to approach the Hong Kong government through diplomatic channels, or it would have to issue some kind of warrant for his arrest through Interpol. But one key aspect is that Hong Kong authorities must also charge him with an equivalent crime in Hong Kong before he can be formally arrested. Otherwise, he's pretty much free to roam in the city. He's presumed innocent until charges are laid against him. So he's pretty much free to do as he wishes. And the lawyer told us today that, you know, strictly speaking from a legal perspective, he could leave Hong Kong if he so chose to do.
Yeah. Although if Hong Kong does decide to cooperate with the U.S. request for extradition, one of the laws in the treaty they could cite and charge him with is unlawful use of computers. Meanwhile, the lawyers you spoke with speculated about where he might go if he decides to leave, and most of them say he should leave quickly before the United States decides what it's going to do. But one recommendation was New Zealand, as you write, where he could join Kim.com. You remind us that Kim.com was the founder of a file-sharing site who is fighting extradition.
Yeah, the world maybe for fugitives like Snowden is not such a large place after all. If you look at all the potential places where he might get some kind of sympathetic support from governments, it's not such a long list, particularly when they might have to go up against, you know, the most powerful governments on Earth, the U.S. But New Zealand was one place that was cited. Russia was another place, and a batch of Scandinavian countries, not just Iceland, which is Snowden's preferred choice, but also Sweden or Norway. But all in all, there are direct flights to many of these countries, New Zealand and Scandinavian countries, but there isn't actually a direct flight to Iceland or Ecuador, which is where the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is trying to seek refuge in.
Because we're reminded that Iceland even has a pirate party in politics, which supports this kind of online release of information. James Pomfret, Reuters correspondent in Hong Kong on the new version of Where's Waldo, Where's Edward. James, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And by the way, the South China Morning Post is now saying that Edward Snowden says he won't leave Hong Kong, but will use the city as a base. We'll keep an eye on this story. And as we head to break, a challenge. The Boston Bruins and Chicago Blackhawks face off tonight in Game 1 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Listener David Stromberg in Chicago says Hawks in 6. David, I say Bruins in 7 after they give us a hat attack, and I'm putting a lobster on it. You, David? Back in 30 seconds. Here and now.